Hi, this is John Edmiston, and now I'd like to lead you in a prayer of healing. Healing for yourself, or healing for your loved ones, or healing for those people that you're praying for to get better. But because healing is such a controversial topic, I'd like to take a minute or two just to teach you some very basic things about healing before we go into the prayer. My breakthrough understanding of healing came from a simple source, the Lord's Prayer, where it says that we should pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, when God's will is done in heaven, there is peace, there is joy, there is wholeness, there is healing, and certainly there's no one sick in heaven. In fact, the Bible says that there's a tree there for the healing of the nations, and that there is no more crying or death or pain. So heaven's a place of perfect healing. So when God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven, then there's healing. And when Jesus came to earth as God's representative on this earth, when he touched people, they got well, they were healed. And Jesus brought healing and wholeness and joy and peace wherever he went. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same Jesus, and he wants to bring you love and joy and peace and wholeness and healing. And it's pretty hard to be at peace and to have joy when you're sick. So God wants you well. God wants to heal your mortal body. It says that in Romans 8 verse 11. It says the Holy Spirit is given to us and that he can bring life to our mortal bodies. And we see example after example of healing in the New Testament. And we never see God saying to someone, oh, look, you just wait a little longer. You've got to learn some more patience. You just be sick for a little while longer. Now, every time that Jesus or an apostle encountered these people and they believed in the testimony of Jesus or believed in the testimony of the apostle, they were healed. And we see that all who came to Jesus were healed. And so healing is part of God's love for us. And so we can pray for God's love to be effective in our life. We can pray that Jesus will touch us and that he will work that miracle of healing. And so we pray for healing, and we're told even in the Bible, in the book of James, that we should pray for the sick, and we should anoint them with oil, and we should lay hands upon them. We should pray in faith, believing that they're going to be better. And in James, it tells us too that we should forgive people's sins, because sometimes underneath sickness there's a psychological or a spiritual disorder or something that people have done wrong in their life, or bitterness or unforgiveness, and that's blocking the healing. And we've got to pray for that. We've got to pray that the sins are forgiven and that their life is put right. And so that's sort of some preliminary work, some sort of spiritual excavation, some spiritual foundations we've got to lay before we can move into the healing. So before we actually pray for healing, we're going to do a little bit of that in the prayer as well, just breaking up that ground so that the healing can flow forth into your life. Now, I've seen healing, and I've seen quite a bit of it. And I pray for healing in a rather unusual way. I pray using command prayer. All the prayers in the New Testament for healing are commands. They say, be healed, or rise up and walk, or in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Things like that, where a command is given by Jesus or the apostles, and that command of authority is what brings healing. And every single case of healing in the New Testament involves the use of a command of authority. Now, I didn't see much healing until I started praying this way. In fact, for years I saw no healing, and then as I began to believe more and understand the spiritual powers in the heavenly realms, I began to see that we needed to really pray with authority. We needed to use the heavenly authority that God's given us, and we needed to speak with power and authority. So, I speak not because I have authority, but because God's given us authority in the name of Jesus. It's not the authority of John Edmiston, it's the authority of Jesus Christ, and it's simply delegated to all who believe and all who operate in his name. It's not authority that comes from my own personality or intelligence, it's authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's what we do. We apply the name of Jesus to the situation and the authority of Jesus Jesus wants people well. Jesus is full of compassion. Jesus is full of love. And he's ordering that situation. He's coming into that situation and he's commanding it. And he's commanding the cells in your body to obey him. And he's commanding those viruses to get out. And he's commanding the sickness to be driven out of the body, and any evil spirits associated with it to be driven out of the body, because that's the kingdom of God coming. That's the authority of God coming into that situation. And when God's authority comes into a situation, people are healed. He takes command of that situation and he gets rid of the gunk, because he's a healing God. He made this universe. He wants it to run as he meant it to run in the beginning, as a perfect universe full of wholeness, health, love, peace, and joy. So that's a bit of the background to healing. We're going to come before God now, and we're going to pray in Jesus' name. We're going to pray with authority. We're going to deal with the sin and the sickness and the resentments first, and then we're going to go into a time of prayer for healing, and we're going to call on God for healing. Call on God for healing for yourself and for your family and for your relatives. Enter into this prayer. You might want to keep it on your iPod. You might want to keep it on your computer and play it back now and then. So we're going to come into that presence of God now. We're going to ask God's authority and God's kingdom to come. And we're going to, it's going to come in the name of Jesus. And we're going to see healing break forth through the power of the Holy Spirit, who gives life to our mortal bodies. Father in heaven, we come before your throne of grace and help in time of need. We know, Lord, that you are a God of love and a God of peace and a God of joy and a God of healing and a God of wholeness, both spiritual and physical and emotional and psychological. You bring to us the fullness of healing because you are a God who is full of healing and full of joy and full of love and full of peace and full of wholeness for us. And you've got this wholeness for us, and you want it to come to us. And in the name of Jesus, it will come to us. It will be commanded to us. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming for that healing, and we're pressing in for it now, Lord Jesus. We're coming to experience your healing in our lives and experience your kingdom to break forth and your healing authority to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we're going to deal with our sin. And Lord, we confess any sin and any unrighteousness in our life, and we ask for the perfect cleansing of God. We forgive any people that have hurt us. We forgive our friends and our family and even our enemies, Lord Jesus. We forgive the people at work. We forgive our father, our mother, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, our stepdads and stepmothers, and all the other relatives we have, grandparents on mother's side and father's side, grandfathers and grandmothers, cousins, whatever, anyone that's hurt us, Lord, in our life, we forgive them now in the name of Jesus, and we release them from bondage so that we may be released from bondage. We forgive them and we let forgiveness flow, Lord Jesus, and we deal with our resentments. We confess our resentments and our anger to you, and we release them in the name of Jesus. We ask forgiveness for all our sins, especially sins involving the use of the occult or of idols or of sexual immorality or of drugs. We confess those sins to you now and ask your forgiveness and your complete cleansing. Lord, we confess any involvement in witchcraft or idols or things that have blasphemed your name or things that we've said against God, any curses we've entered into, anything we've uttered in anger or hatred, Lord Jesus. We ask your forgiveness of that now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness, cleanse the things we have said that are wrong, cleanse the things that we have thought that are wrong, cleanse the things that we have written that are wrong, cleanse the things that we have done that are wrong, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for all our sins, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask for full and complete spiritual cleansing. Lord, forgive us for all the hatreds and anger of our heart. We ask now forgiveness for all our unbelief. Lord, we come to you and say that we have not believed as we should have believed. Lord, help us to believe your holy word. Help us to believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And we come in his name now, and we're going to ask for healing. Lord, you have cleansed us, you have forgiven us, you have washed us clean, and now we ask, Lord, that you will restore our bodies, that you will restore our minds, that you will restore our souls, that you will restore our emotions, that you will heal us in every single particle. Lord Jesus, become our Lord and speak to every cell in our bodies and take dominion over it in the name of Jesus. May your authority come over our bodies. Lord, let your kingdom come in our bodies and our minds and our spirits and heal them. Lord Jesus, we come to you for mercy at the moment. We come to you for healing at the moment. Let your healing hand come forth and touch our bodies and our minds and our spirits. And in the name of Jesus, we say to any disease that in our body, get out of our body now. We command the disease to go in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke all illness, mental, physical, or spiritual. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke all sickness in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke all infirmity in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke all demons and evil spirits in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord Jesus, in your name we ask for perfect wholeness and restoration. And in your name we command that which should be to come forth. If an arm is bent, Lord, we command it to be straightened. If a body is infirm, we command it to become whole. If an organ is damaged, we command its perfect and complete healing. If an emotion is torn up inside us, we command its full healing and wholeness and love and joy and peace to break forth in its place. In the name of Jesus, we command the perfect to come forth. In the name of Jesus, we command the perfect to come forth. Perfect wholeness, perfect health, perfect peace, perfect mind, perfect organs of our bodies, perfect head and shoulders and arms and stomach and heart and liver and whatever else in our body. And as you're praying, just put that part of your body that you're praying about in your mind and command it to become perfect and whole in the name of Jesus, because God is a God of perfection. So we command wholeness. As just as in when Jesus spoke to the blind man, he spoke to those eyes and he said, "Eyes be opened." So he commanded the wholeness to come forth, the open eyes, the opened ears. And when he spoke to the lepers, he said, "Be clean." He saw that end state. He saw that perfect state. And he said, "Be clean," and they became clean. When he spoke to the storm, he said, "Be still." He commanded the perfect end state, and it happened. Imagine in your mind the perfect end state you want from God. Healing, wholeness. If you're lame, that you can run. If you've got arthritis, that you can move, and that you'll be free of all that, and that you'll be able to do the things you were able to do before. Command that perfect end state in your mind. Perfect health. You've risen up from the bed. You're whole again. Lord, we command that whole againness to come to our lives. Whole again in our emotions, whole again in our body, whole again in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we command perfect health. In the name of Jesus, we command wholeness and perfection of health. We command that fullness of being that comes from God in his wholeness and health and healing. Healing break forth in the name of Jesus. Kingdom of God break forth in the name of Jesus. Love, joy, peace, and wholeness break forth in the name of Jesus. Hope break forth in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all despair. We rebuke all fear. In the place of fear, we command love to flow. In the place of despair, we command hope to flow. In the place of sickness, we command healing to flow. Flow now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come into us and renew every cell in our bodies. Renew every neuron in our mind. Renew our memories. Renew our thoughts. Renew us completely in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command wholeness and healing and blessing to flow forth into us, because we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. It says that in Ephesians 1 verse 3. In Christ Jesus, we have those blessings and we inherit them now by faith. And by faith we come to you, Lord, and we say, we believe, send your blessings now in the name of Jesus. Not because we're good, not because we're talented, not because we're smart, but because Jesus has died on the cross for us. And these blessings are ours, and we ask the authority of the name of Jesus, take over our situations, take over our life. Let your kingdom come. Let your blessing be released. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do your will in our life and make it a whole life, a life that's glorifying to you, a life that's healed and whole and happy and joyous and full of the love of God. We command this now in the name of Jesus, because you've given us the ability to command that. You've given it to us as a gift from heaven, and we thank you for it. Thank you for your gift of healing. Thank you for the gift of blessing in our life. Give it to us now, we pray, in the blessed name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the healing that's coming to us now. We bless you and we rejoice in you, Lord God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.